Madeleine Albright, a former United States Secretary of State who was born in Czechoslovakia in 1937, has died at the age of 84. Mrs. Albright was the first woman in history to serve as U.S. Foreign Policy Chief and played a key role in the Czech Republic's accession to NATO. I discussed her legacy with Daniel Aniš, a well-known commentator on Czech-U.S. affairs.
She was one of the key persons in the process of NATO enlargement. There was really, as we see now, with the war in Ukraine, a decisive moment for our country. If not for Madeleine Albright, we would probably have much more troubles than we are now. And it was thanks to her on the U.S. side, and thanks to Václav Havel, the Czech president here in Prague, and Lech Walesa in Poland. They were pushing for it. First, we were offered the Partnership for Peace, but it was not enough, fortunately, for Havel, neither Walesa. And they pursued Madeleine Albright to be really active within the Clinton administration, where they had some doubts in the beginning, and even more difficult job she had to do towards U.S. Senate, which had to approve the enlargement. And in the beginning of the whole negotiation, there was really only a minority of senators who were willing to do it. And in the end, it was thanks to Madeleine Albright that it happened.
You mentioned the late Czech president Václav Havel. What was Madeleine Albright's relationship to Havel, and how important was that relationship for her understanding of our region?
I think it was crucial that they met first time when she came to Prague. At the time she was teaching at Georgetown University, she was not in diplomacy, at the end of 1989, and said to him, you know, to go to Washington and introduce the new Czechoslovakia to the United States. And it was the beginning of the famous trip of Václav Havel to Washington in February 1990, when he gave this great speech at Congress. Then they became friends. They met regularly and spoke over the phone. And on the personal note, I would say that they were quite frank to each other, because in her last book, she wrote a lot about Václav Havel, about his role, but as well as some critical points that in his personal life he was quite unreliable and maybe too artistic and bohemian. But still, you can feel from reading these lines that they really like, or I would say even loved, each other in the sense of friendship.
You yourself have met her on many occasions, so how will you remember her? What impression did she leave on you?
I don't want to be unpolite, but my impression was that she was fun. She was really able to say things in a humorous way. Sometimes it was quite tough, but she was tough on herself as well. We once spoke about her going to gym each morning and doing this bench press, and she always complained a bit about her trying to keep her weight low. But it was always open, frank, and she enjoyed the conversation, and she enjoyed life. Even when we were speaking after she published the book Prague Winter, which is in fact a sad story about how she discovered her Jewish roots, and the sad story of her family when three of her grandparents perished in the Holocaust, it was still, in the end, optimistic conversation about the life repeating itself in her, the daughter of parents who left two tyrannies, and in her six grandchildren that she loved very much.